Blog Talk Radio.
What it do, people? Another day. Another new day. Welcome to the New Day Podcast. Originally the Rehab Podcast, also known as the Real But Chill Podcast. As you can tell, I'm just trying things out to try to figure out which way I want to go up in when it comes to the podcast realm. I know this is what I want to do, but I just, you know, it's like just work. It's like working on a car. You know, you work on a car, you fine tune it until you get it to where, you know, it's working well, or other people say, oh, well, you know, car seems to run pretty smoothly. Or, you know, it's like cooking. You cook something, have people taste it. Now, okay, all right. And then you cook it again, or you try to do something different to it. And you go, it's pretty good. And then it's to the point where it's perfect. You know, so that's all it is. This is the New Day Podcast, similar to the Rehab Podcast. But it's just not going to be as structured. I'm just going to go and, you know, talk about what I want to talk about, like I did with Rehab, but more so, like I said, less structured. So the title of this is Not Fair, right? Life isn't fair. I don't know what made us think that life is fair. I think maybe from childhood we were, like, raised to believe life is fair. But, yeah, it's not really fair, you know. I don't know why we thought it was fair. Because, you know, if you think about it growing up, your parents raised you, and hopefully you had good parents, right? And they raised you, and they taught you right and wrong and good and bad and all that. And then from there, you try to apply that to life. Like, life is supposed to be just right or wrong or good or bad. But some people had bad parents. And so they knew from the jump, they knew from the start that, you know, life isn't fair. You know, if you start with your parents being drug addicts or alcoholics, or irresponsible, or just don't pay enough attention to you, don't hold you enough, or don't listen to you enough, or don't feed you like they should, they feed you crap food, and all of that, you know, life is, you learn that, you can learn that from a very early age. And so I don't know why we were, you know, made up or brought up to believe or raised up to believe life is fair. It's really not fair. And so, prime example today, I was at work. My significant other called me and said, I locked my keys in my car. And I'm at work, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, it's time to make a move. Got to do what I got to do. But it's part of life. I wanted to do this podcast at 5:30, but I couldn't because life isn't fair. It just things happen. But does that matter to her? Absolutely not, because I'm trying it. I want to help her, and I like helping people. And so, you know, I'm mad that I have to leave work and take out some time in order to make up for the time that I miss at work. But I was able to help her. Mission accomplished. Point is, life isn't fair. Things come out of nowhere, absolutely nowhere, all the time. And so you just have to deal with that. You know, it's not something that you can, I mean, you can easily say to yourself, well, I don't know if I like, I don't know if I agree. I think life should be fair. In what aspect? I mean, there's some people that are born with a lot of money, tons and tons of money, and they did nothing to earn it. And maybe they end up being spoiled, non-appreciative, non-worth ethic having people. Or maybe they just grew up not realizing how hard life could be. And so they could be, you know, decide how they see things in life. Like, they're, I would say far-sighted and near-sighted, but their view of life could be a bad one. So, you know, or you got people that are poor in our country and other countries. And guess what? Life's not fair for them either. So those are two opposite ends of the spectrum. You have people that have a lot of money, and believe it or not, life's not fair for them, but in their own way. And you have people that are poor and wish they had enough just to get enough food on a daily basis. And so I just don't understand why we think life is supposed to be fair. Maybe it's like I said, we just a lot of movies, a lot of shows. But I've grown to realize when I was younger, I did think life was supposed to be fair. And then I realized it's not fair. So what do you do in those situations? What do you do when you find out life ain't fair? Sometimes people drink. Sometimes people get, build up all this anger and resentment for other people. Like, oh my gosh, look at you. How come so and so got it so easy and so and so got so much money and so show's working and mine's not working? I've been doing, prime example, I've been trying to do, I've always wanted to be in radio, do this radio. I wanted my own nationally syndicated or whatever words you want to throw out there, radio show, right? But I got a problem with authority. So a podcast is perfect for me, but the problem is it may not get out there. But that's not a problem to me. This is because this is what I enjoy doing. But I don't sit around and go, man, I think I'm more talented than most people, which I do. But I don't sit there and think to myself also, well, how come they get to have it and I don't get to have it? I'm just going to keep on trying until one or two people, at least one or two people. That's all. All I want is one or two people to understand that there's quality out there and you don't have to listen to crap all the time. And so my point is, when you find out life's not fair and things aren't going your way, do you like sit around and complain and just hold grudges and be all sour, be a petty patty, or complain and Carl, you know what I mean? Just sit around and mope around, life is in, so life, I can't stand it. Or do you decide to just go, hey, I'm gonna take where I can get it and do that? I mean, because that's what I end up doing at the end of the day. Sure, life ain't fair, but I woke up this morning. Today is a new day. That's the point of New Day Podcast. This is a new day. We made it. Don't take that for granted. We've made it another day. So instead of complaining and moping and wallowing and sorrow, get up and do something. Get up and try something. I mean, everyone out here is very, very talented. You don't know how talented you really are until you try. Or do you, like I said, do you find out life's not fair and then you start trying to cheat life? Well, that's a good one, right? Because then you can go and try to rob somebody or try to pull a little slick scam. Or you could just even something as simple as stealing from somebody you know or somebody that you know got money, Or just, you could find out life's not fair, and like I was saying, start drinking, you get drunk, and then you start yelling at your significant other, or you cheat on your significant other. And what does that solve at the end of the day? Because you're mad because you didn't catch any breaks in life. Well, if you would have realized that life wasn't fair and there was other things to be able to do in life, then you wouldn't be taking your anger out on other people. Some people find out life's not fair and commit suicide. See, I took a break on that one because that's the craziest part. First and foremost, let me say that I'm never, never a proponent of suicide. Like, I'm never going to say somebody should ever do that. I've heard people say that if you get to a point of, well, what you don't see the point of living, then do it. I can't get to myself to say that. I feel like everyone can have something. Even the person living in the street can wake up and maybe collect enough change to get a sandwich that day. That's something to look forward to. And you say, well, you're not in that position. Of course, I'm not in that position, but I surely could be. A couple bad decisions, I could be right there. When it comes to a new day, when it comes to life not being fair, what I try to do is look at the little small victories in life. And they're not even really small. They're huge. We live in a great time. I mean, great. Not just a little, not just okay. This is a great time to be alive. We have air conditioning at our disposal. We have food anywhere. We can go to fast food restaurants. We can go to the best restaurants. We have water anywhere we go, for free in most places. I could go down a list of luxuries at a drop of a dime, at a push of a button. We have it so great. But those things just seem like they're supposed to be there, but they really aren't. And so even though, you know, because this is why I wanted to do the New Day thing, it's because, you know, when you work a job and you got bills to pay and you got issues, and like what I had to do with the car earlier today and do all that driving, you start to feel like, gosh, this is just repetitive. It's just the same old, every day. Same job, same work, same company, same people, same girl, same wife, same husband, same spouse. And it's just like, no, it's just your mindset has been so screwed up and messed with that you don't even realize how awesome every single day, every single hour, every single moment is a great one. Even when you're upset, because we talk about life not being fair, right? And you say, oh, you're just being positive P. Here you go. You're just annoying. Positive people are annoying. Understand this. I get angry. I get upset. I got a short temper problem, you know, and I think the best thing to do sometimes is just complain. Just complain. I'm just saying don't live there. You know, you don't want to live in complain land. And so, yeah, like if you feel a certain way and you feel like, hey, you know, I don't like how so-and-so did that. You want to go out and have a good time with your friends or family or somebody you know and drink a little and enjoy it and complain away and vent away or call up a good friend and just start venting and talking about people. If that's what gets you to feel better, I don't see a problem with it. I really don't. So don't ever get the New Day podcast or me to take me the wrong way. Yes, I love to be positive because that's the best way I can feel. You know, it makes me feel good to be positive because negativity just puts you down in a hole and it's hard to get out that hole. However, it is okay to complain and to vent and to say some mean things sometimes. It's okay because we all human. And I have said some mean things before, and I'm going to say them again, and I'm going to say them after that. So don't ever get me wrong when I say that we have it good. We have it real, real good. It's still okay to have one to complain and one to be upset and want to be a little grudgy, just a little grudgy, but don't hold on to nothing. That's my whole point. Every day is a new day. Don't hold on to anything, because if you just let it fester and just hold on and hold on, it's going to grow into a big ball inside, and it's going to be taken out on somebody you know or somebody you care about, and they're sitting there looking at you like, why are you treating me this way? Why are you being this way to me? Why are you, you know, why are you thinking about suicide? Why are you thinking? Because life's not fair. I get it. But every day you wake up, that's another day you could try. And that's the whole point. And so the next new day, you know, I don't know when that's going to be. Maybe that's tomorrow's new podcast. But, you know, we'll see. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be happy with the new day. Until the next time, enjoy your day and have a good night.